we support, of course, the Arab people, no matter what Arab you come from what part of the Arab world. So just a reminder that rain in Arabic is khair. To translate that, it's bountiful. So we're standing under bountiful weather, and we shouldn't be upset about it. And let's hope we send this khair and bountiful weather over to Egypt. I've been doing this type of thing for the last 15, maybe 20 years, Rick will remember. Rick and I have been doing this type of thing, standing up for the Palestinian cause, for the Iraq, you name it, we've been there. And this has been probably the most exhilarating of all the protests that we've been supporting, because this, we hope, inshallah, will make the change in the Arab world. It will change the psychology, not only of the leaders, but of the Arab masses. For Tunisia to stand up to its tyrant and to make some successes there, and then to trigger off Egypt to do the same, and we see millions of people in the streets, has confused the academics of the world. Nobody knows how to phrase this uprising. They try to compare it to the Russian uprising, to the French uprising, but it's different. So you should be proud, Egypt. You are setting a brand new era in uprisings that will forever be called the Egypt uprising. And every uprising from now and on will be compared to the Egypt uprising. Yay! The other message is I've said this before, we had a protest supporting WikiLeaks. And I said this to all those so-called experts, quote unquote, who were telling us for years and years how the Arab masses think, how they walk, how they talk. They didn't know who we were. They had no clue. These were those so-called experts who sat in their university rooms and maybe visited the Arab world once or twice and became experts and told governments around the world, don't worry about those Arabs. You can keep them under control. They knew nothing. Where are they now? They're nowhere to be seen. Where are their critiques on how they were criticizing us? They're nowhere to be seen now. I would like them to now rephrase how they think the Arab world is. And what we can know, that since the 25th of January in Egypt, and before that in Tunisia, nothing is ever the same. Nothing will ever be the same. That no matter what the outcome will be, it will be different. It will never go back to the status quo. The wheels of history are turning. Unfortunately for the Arab world, we were at that turning point where it went down the wheel. We are now coming around the other side. We're setting the new century in the way we want to run the world, the way we want to run our lives, and we don't want anyone to tell us how we should live and how we should run our lives. And finally, as an Arab, born and raised in Australia, I grew up in a household of an Arab nationalist. My father was very much supportive of the Arab nationalists and followed it for the last 50, 60 years in Australia. And we've had to see a lot over those years. And our spirit has been broken on many, many times. And as an Arab, and I'd like to say this on behalf of all Arabs from all parts of the world, I'd like to say a big thank you to Tunisians, to the Egyptians, because you have restored our pride, our dignity, and our honour as Arabs. And I'd like to thank you from the bottom of my heart, because you made us proud again.